Hello, I'm Rafik, and you're watching the Garbled Twistery channel.
Oh, Garbled Twistery!
Oh, hello there, folks. It's Garbled Twistery, and we are on the final iteration of the coveted in-between election episodes. And what special thing happened to the U.S. in 1815? Why, it's called the Great September Gale of 1815. In other words, the first Category 4 hurricane to hit New England in like 180 freaking years. Yeah, we need to get the scoop on this one. So, where did this crazy freaking hurricane start messing with everybody's freaking dinner plans? Let's go to the Turkish Islands of Jamaica. No, this is not a silly nickname. That's actually sort of exactly what it's called. Kind of, but not really, but kind of. But yeah, the hurricane's first victim was that particular British Jamaican colony. Then it went to freaking Long Island, and it literally freaking turned Long Beach, which was part of a peninsula, into an island. Yeah, this storm means business. After that, Saybrook, Connecticut. And at this point, the storm has reached maximum capacity. In New London, the waves rose to like 6 feet in the air. After that, Providence, Rhode Island was the next victim. And it was real bad. But before I go on, I think I need to give you some weird stories about this 156 mile per hour behemoth, okay? There was a sailor dude in Massachusetts who was literally all like, quote,
"A storm's a-comin'. I can feel it in the wind."
Also, some fancy pants Harvard professor was like super worried, and you could tell, because this hurricane was destroying rooftops and trees, and you could literally see the clouds of the hurricane passing through the town like a giant Beyblade. Johnny Peabody of the Peabody Award, he was little boy, and this hurricane threw him 30 feet through the air and nearly drowned his butt. The wind was so crazy, people couldn't keep their fireplaces lit indoors. This thing was uprooting whole orchards and forests. Trees were falling on people. People were drowning in shipwrecks. I mean, the final count was 38 deaths, but I mean, come on now. You know counting is super hard and inaccurate with these things. Even today, 60 decked out Boston Harbor ships gone. Vamoosh, sayonara, better luck next time. Apple trees in Dorchester, 5,000 of them, gone. Oh, and I haven't even gotten to Providence, Rhode Island yet. Yeah, the special thing about Providence is that the wind from this hurricane, it was blowing directly up the Providence River. Yeah, let that sink in. The tide was between 12 and 14 feet. The shipwrecks in the waves were smashing into the bridge connecting the two sides of Providence, Rhode Island. Yeah, that bridge was toast. Ships were literally being flung into multi-story buildings. Like, this storm destroyed 500 buildings. People would walk into their backyard, garden, or whatever, and find whole ships just sitting there. Oh, but the story doesn't even end there. The salt water, it was thrown 40 miles into the countryside. 40. There was so much salt water that the houses were turned white from it. There was so much salt water that the leaves on the trees looked like frosted candy leaves from all the salt. There was so much salt water that if you were to harvest grapes for your future dinner parties, they would taste like salt. In some places, there wasn't even any fresh water for months. In other places, the farmland, you know, that's used to feed people, yeah, that was covered in sand, and the crops were massacred. In Stonington, Connecticut, the tide was like 17 feet. That town was beyond recognition after this, okay? Gardens became beaches. An island of several acres literally turned into a rock. A single rock. Interestingly, not many people thought this was the wrath of a vengeful god or whatever, that's probably because at the time, everybody was feeling super nerdy and cool and fun about science things. I mean, it is 1815 after all. Like, this was one of the first times a hurricane was actually described as a vortex. Even after this freaking storm was over, it was still straight up torturing everybody in New England. It canceled summer for a whole year. I'm not even joking. It canceled the whole season of summer for an entire year. I'm talking 40 degrees in July, 6 feet of snow in June. Every month, everything would freeze and be covered with ice like Elsa threw a tantrum or something. Farmers were literally like, I'm starving to death. I can't do this anymore. I'm out of here and let's go west. I mean, nobody can pinpoint exactly how summer got canceled, but I bet this hurricane didn't help. No siree. If you've got something to say about this episode, about the podcast, or about, I don't know, popsicle stick wars, you can find Garbled Twistery on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to garbledtwistery.net and send a message in the contact section, or you can email moi. My email is Rafiq, that's R-A-F-I-Q, at garbledtwistery.net. Also, I have a Patreon now, so if you go to patreon.com, find Garbled Twistery, and become a patron, you'll gain not only the access, but you'll gain the ability to determine what topics get to be Patreon-exclusive bonus content, and the suggestion box is open at the moment. So if you want a personal episode, you know what to do. Anyways, next time, it's back to the old rigmarole. Yes, the 1816 election is upon us. So many new faces, and the first VP candidate we're taking a gander at is some loser named Simon Snyder. Who even is this guy? Find out next week.
This is the ending. I'm ending it now.
If you were to harvest grapes for your future dinner parties, they would taste like salt.